It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I've got Megan Marshall with the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And in studio, I've got Price City Council member Rick Davis. And we're going to be talking all things St. Patrick's Day. Coming up, the parade is going to be March 18th. Of course, it will start at noon. We're going to let you know who our Grand Marshal is. We just made that announcement the other day. You know what you can do if you want to be a member or be a part of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's a great way to get your business name out there, or if you're a family and just want to have fun, it's another great thing to do. And then we want to close out by talking about some safety precautions that need to be followed with the parade, because we don't want any incidents or anything like that to ruin what's going to be a beautiful day, weather permitting, Rick.
That's exactly right.
We always talk about that. So, Rick, let's kind of start with you first, and you and Megan can kind of toss this back. We have named our Grand Marshal for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it is?
Joe Colosimo.
Joe Colosimo. Why don't either you or Megan give us a little background on Joe?
Megan, you were talking about him last night, and so I'm going to let you lead into this.
Oh, yeah. So, as you said, Joe Colosimo is our 2023 Grand Marshal, and he is my favorite kind of Grand Marshal because not only was he born here and educated here, but he spent his entire career working at different businesses in the area, and he volunteers with the Knights of Columbus. He volunteers for anybody that needs help. He's just one of those outstanding members of our community that steps up when he's needed and helps out without question. So it's been a lot of fun reading about his background. I definitely want to check out the ETV10 article that has his full autobiography in it. And check him out next weekend during the parade. He's got a really snazzy convertible that he'll be waving to the crowd from with his family. So it's been a real pleasure getting to know them.
And as we talk more about the parade, Megan, you said that you're pushing for 40 to 50 entries, and you're getting very close. And that's really, really great. It's great to see that many for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So if somebody out there is interested in being a part of it, and it doesn't matter if they're a business, a family, a civic organization, what do they need to do?
No, we've kept the system really simple now. You'll just have to jump onto PriceCityUtah.com. Jump on the Price City's website. There's a registration link there. You fill out a quick form to keep you organized, and we'll get you a nice spot in line, and I'll email you all of the information regarding lineup. It just really is a good time and a great way, like you said, for any business or organization or family entry to put something together and celebrate this holiday.
And, you know, we talk about it all the time. My favorite, and I'm going to ask you and Rick both, because my favorite when it comes to these, I love when the families get involved. And it's very simple, and it's the greatest thing. It's a great thing for your family to do. Is that kind of your favorite? Or do you like, because you had mentioned that we have a lot of new businesses that have signed up. Are you kind of interested to see what they can come up with this year?
I am. The competition is fierce for those trophies. The city sponsors this entire parade, but they also purchase these trophies that people really, really get intense, this competition, because you want your float to be a winner in the different categories, whether it's the funniest, whether it's the most beautiful, whether it's the most in theme. And we did add a prize category for the best family entry. And like you said, there are so many new businesses and new entries that we've got this year that just seeing some of their notes of what they're planning on, I'm really excited to see what they've come up with.
And how about you, Rick? Is there a business out there maybe that every year just goes over the top with their float, and this year you just kind of look forward to it?
You do, absolutely, Dave. And the thing about it, when you mentioned the family, you know, a family will get involved with this, they'll have an interest in it, and they will decorate a float. You can see the theme of the whole of atmosphere of what they're trying to do, and it's just a great time for the family and to be able to go down the street and recognize friends and people you haven't seen for a while. It's just an absolutely fantastic time.
Now, I know for International Days we have one. Do we have a theme for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, or is it just St. Patrick's?
It's St. Patrick's.
Yes. Okay. But usually for International Days, there's always a theme of the floats and the parade.
Different things, yes.
Okay. So lots of awards to be handed out for this. Get involved in it. And once again, you know what? If you forget where we're headed or can't remember what we talked about, just call Price City and they can tell you how to get registered and everything. Now, Megan, you were saying something about a cutoff date for floats.
We do. I try to accommodate everybody, even the procrastinators like me. But we do have a deadline of March 16th by end of day to register for free. Again, registering for free on PriceCityUtah.com. Register so that you get a nice spot in line before the end of the day, March 16th.
All right. And before we get out of here, Rick, we need to discuss safety at these parades. It's become a big issue kind of statewide. And we need to discuss the safety issues that have to happen and take place here during the St. Patrick's Day and the International Days Parade, really, both of them.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. And one of the things that we do require is do not throw candy from the float in itself. You can have walkers that have it and walk along the side of the float and walk around and just hand out the candy and stuff like that. That is fine. We don't have a problem with that. But when you start throwing candy from the float, of course the kids are on the side of the street. They get excited about it, and that's when there's the chance for something to happen where they run out into the middle of the street.
So the best way, nobody's saying that you can't hand out candy.
No.
Best way to do it is just have your walkers that walk along the parade route on the sides of your float and just hand out the candy, or kind of, then they can kind of throw it towards the kids.
Exactly.
That are on the sides of the road and those kind of things. But no throwing candy from floats. It's just a safety precaution that has to be followed. All right.
Yep.
Megan and Rick, did we hit everything?
I think one more thing, though, and it's just for Megan to give us the advice of this, is that when do we expect everybody to be there so that they can register for the parade and the location for the registration?
Yeah, when do we start lining up?
Yep, lineup begins at 11 a.m. on the 18th, and you'll get a full breakdown of where and when to line up and park according to your float number. So everyone will get that emailed back to them a couple days prior.
All right, so Okay. Everybody get ready. We're going to have some fun.
We are.
It is the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up March 18th, starting at noon on Main Street. And then, of course, after that, head on up to the Hope Center for the corned beef and cabbage dinner.
Yep.
And right around the corner, and we're going to be bringing Megan in to talk about this one. The Renaissance Festival is not that far away, is it, Megan?
That's right. It's coming up quickly. I'm so excited.
And we'll be talking about that as well. Rick Davis and Megan Marshall, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk with us about the St. Patrick's Day Parade today.
Dave, thank you very much. Appreciate the invite.
All right, Megan, you take care as well.
Bye, guys.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.